Hey, I've got some exciting news for you. For nearly a decade, the Social Media Marketing Society has been helping marketers like you to keep up with the changing times. This is our private community just for marketers, and the doors are open right now. When you join, you get access to ongoing training and become part of a welcoming community of marketers who are just like you. Learn more at smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here's your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me for the Social Media Marketing Podcast, brought to you by socialmediaexaminer.com. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for marketers and business owners who want to know what works with social media. I am so excited about today's show. I'm going to be joined by Vivica Von Rosen, and we're going to explore LinkedIn native video and what you need to know. Yes, that's correct. Using video, organically uploaded video into LinkedIn. Amazing stuff we're going to be talking about today. By the way, if you want to reach me, email podcast@socialmediaexaminer.com. Also, don't forget, I've got another podcast called the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, where I break down all the news of the week and what it means. Let's now transition over to this week's brand new discovery.
Helping you stay alive in a social jungle, here's this week's survival tip.
This week, I'm joined by Eric Fisher with a brand new discovery. What'd you find, Eric?
I found a really cool mobile app for iOS and Android that helps you identify fonts quickly and easily while you're out and about.
Huh. Tell me more.
So if you're a font nerd, like I am sometimes when I'm like, hey, what's this song that's playing? And I open up Shazam and it tells me.
Right.
This is like that, but for fonts. It's called What the Font. And basically it uses your camera and it uses and I didn't believe it was going to work, but it does work. What it does is you open up the app called What the Font, and you aim it at the fonts, and it can do multiple fonts, by the way. You aim it at the text anywhere it is in real life, or you know, if it's print or whatever, and it will then bring up all the different fonts that are there and even give you some variations and options that are similar as well.
That is brilliant. Designers are like, no way. And non-designers in particular are very excited because designers tend to know their fonts. Like they'll say, oh, that's I can't even remember the name of the right fonts, but they'll say, oh, that's Myriad or that's Helvetica or that's Times New Roman or whatever. You know what I mean? But non-designers, man, that's so, so cool. So, I'm waiting for it. Like, what's the catch? Is there a catch?
There's no catch. This is part of an existing site that is giving away these apps for free.
Huh.
So, yeah, you go to myfonts.com and you just click What the Font, and the download is right there under What the Font Mobile, and it gives you the option to go to the iOS store or the Android store, and you grab the app, and now you can.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's free.
So does it provide a link directly to the font, or does it just give you the name of the font, or
it gives you a list of the names of the fonts and what the words would look like if it was in those fonts. So it doesn't even just tell you which one it is. It gives you options that are similar as well in case you want multiple options that are, you know, you don't want that exact one, but you want one that's kind of like it.
Is it augmented reality, or is it take a picture and then tell you what it is?
It takes a picture, a still picture, and it analyzes it right there, but it's real quick and it does it right there in your phone and then brings up that list.
Very cool. All right. Again, where do we find it?
Go to myfonts.com and then click on What the Font and then What the Font Mobile.
Perfect. There's a desktop version as well?
Yeah, it's all part of a site here called My Fonts.
Cool.
And it's got hot new fonts and other stuff.
Awesome, Eric. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y, all the way across the spectrum. Every month, we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the Society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say, quote, "I've been so impressed with the content of the Society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined," unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
And now for today's interview with Vivica Von Rosen.
Helping you simplify your social safari, here's this week's expert guide.
This week, I'm very excited to be joined by Vivica Von Rosen. If you don't know who she is the co-founder and chief visibility officer at Vengresso, a social selling consultancy. She's also author of multiple books, including LinkedIn, 101 Ways to Rock Your Personal Brand. Vivica, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be back, and it's an exciting topic today.
Yes. Today we're going to talk about everything you need to know about LinkedIn native video. So why don't we start out with those that maybe haven't been on LinkedIn for a while? Like, like, what the heck is LinkedIn native video? And then let's talk about why you think it might be pretty important for people to think about it.
Yeah, if you've been on LinkedIn at all in the past 3 months or so, you probably noticed your feed has got video everywhere. And it's not that, you know, YouTube is making a new play. It's actually that LinkedIn has native video now, and more people are starting to adopt video. I'm a huge fan of LinkedIn native video done right. And you'll see great examples of LinkedIn video done right and LinkedIn video done wrong, actually.
So we're going to, yeah, go ahead and explain, like, we're going to get into kind of what its limitations and strengths are, yeah, and stuff, but let's talk about why. Let's talk about the why side of it.
Yeah. So the thing I love about LinkedIn video, and it's, I guess it's both a combination of why and why not, but the thing I like about LinkedIn native video is, first of all, it's native to LinkedIn. It's literally a video that you will record on your phone or that you will record on your computer, and then using the native video feature, which is just the little icon of a video camera, you'll upload that video and then share it as an update. So the good news is it has rolled out, I believe, to everyone by now. If you've got a cell phone, whether you're in Europe or the U.S., and you've got LinkedIn's latest mobile, you've got the latest version of LinkedIn mobile, you should have it. And most people even have it on their desktops now. So again, just looking for that little movie camera icon or that little video camera icon. But the cool thing about it is, because it's native to LinkedIn, it gets a little bit more weight, I guess, in LinkedIn's video algorithm. So they're showing up more. And we've run some tests of doing the same video on YouTube and then as a native video on LinkedIn. And the native video on LinkedIn is most definitely exponentially getting more visibility than just a YouTube link on LinkedIn. So it's native to LinkedIn. It gets more weight in the algorithm. And one of the reasons I love it, one of the big whys, is because it really gives people a sense of who you are, which is sometimes the why not as well. But in most cases, you know, especially if you're in marketing and you're comfortable with the idea of video, it gives people a sense of who you are like nothing they might have seen before, especially on LinkedIn, which has traditionally, you know, followed behind, dragged behind, you know, Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and pretty much every other social media site that's had video. So it's a great opportunity for those of us specifically in that LinkedIn space to showcase who we are, what our brand is, what our knowledge is, what our products and services are natively on the platform.
And I just want to underline that LinkedIn is really, really becoming very, very cool. And if you are not on LinkedIn because you've been turned off by the way it's been in the past, and it's been 6 months or a year, you need to give it another chance, because it really is becoming a place where everyone is talking about business. Where on Facebook, you know, you mix it with personal and business, but it's all business on LinkedIn. But I'm actually starting to see, you know, that it's becoming a place where you can talk about broader things because of video. Yeah. And that's what I'm kind of excited about. It's really, I think, becoming a personal branding platform for those of us, you know, that don't like to write.
Yeah.
Because prior to this, it was all writing, right? I mean, let's be honest. LinkedIn was all writing. Now it's actually becoming a platform for video. And LinkedIn CEO recently hinted that he might be interested in possibly acquiring original content, Shark Tank type material, you know, for their platform. So LinkedIn is pretty serious about this, aren't they?
I think they really are. You know, a lot of folks were concerned when Microsoft purchased LinkedIn that they were going to kill it. And I really don't see that at all. I love a lot of the changes that LinkedIn has made, and video being key. We can talk maybe about our expectations for video in the future, but I think this is a huge step for LinkedIn. And it really is getting people who kind of thought of LinkedIn as the fuddy-duddy of social media. It's getting them involved again and actively using it. So it's starting to convert. It's starting to convert people back to it. It's a really powerful platform.
Speaking of the algorithm, have you had a chance to test a post with just text versus a post with video to see whether or not one gets more reach than the other?
Yeah, so video is still doing really well. Now, what I will say is what seems to be super popular right now are the long-form updates, not published posts, but long-form updates, so 1,300-ish character updates without links in them. The links that are being put in the first comment, like see link in first comment below, those seem to be getting exponentially more views than, you know, just your typical update, and they seem to be weighted just a little bit better than video, but I think video naturally is going to get more visibility because it's more interesting.
Can you combine them?
People just stop.
Can you combine them, Vivica? Can you put a lot of text and a video in there?
You can put half the text. So you can do about 700 characters worth of text and the video. Yeah, you can absolutely, and you should do that.
Huh.
But you can't do the 1,300. You know what? I haven't tested it today. So test it and let us know.
Let's get into the limitations, right? There's a whole bunch of things we need to know. But before we talk about the limitations, what happens to the video? It you know, I've seen them. They start playing automatically, right?
Yep, they start playing automatically. You have to watch it for at least 3 seconds for it to count as a view. The audio, it's kind of up to you in your settings if you want it turned on or off. I've got mine off. And then if it looks interesting to me, I'll turn it on, which is where having captions, you know, how you do in Facebook, having captions is probably pretty important on LinkedIn as well. Unfortunately, LinkedIn does not yet have an auto captioning feature like Facebook does. But
I've never changed my settings and it defaults to muted. So that's good for everyone to know, I think. There's some limits to how big and how long and all that stuff. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so this isn't live. Now, my fingers are crossed and I've heard rumors that live might be coming. This is almost live. You have to create the video first on your phone or, you know, on your computer and then upload it. So it's not live. So that's one
but
of
you
the
can use the app to create the video, correct?
You can use the app to create the video. Exactly right.
Okay.
And so it can be almost live. Like I did a presentation at Inbound and, you know, basically was telling the audience about native video while I was shooting a native video. And I had prepared the update, the 700 characters with hashtags and mentions first, so that when I hit publish, as I was speaking, it was publishing in the background. So, you know, it was almost live, but it's not quite live. So the limitations to that are you have to have at least 3 second video. I think the shortest one I've seen is 7 seconds, and I'm not quite sure why you'd have a 7 second video, but there you have it. But at least 3 seconds, and then up to 10 minutes. So if you have shows, right? So you've got a Facebook Live show, say, you could take 10-minute segments of that, save it to your desktop or to your phone, and then upload it to LinkedIn. But just know that you're limited to that 10 minutes. And it's actually 5 gigs. So that's pretty significant. It wasn't. That's gone up a lot. It was 5 megabytes at first.
Do you know if it supports 4K video?
It does.
Ooh, you're going to go through those 5 gigs pretty quick then if you're doing 4K. But that's amazing that it supports 4K. Wow.
It is. And the only reason I know that is when I did the presentation for Social Media Society. I think it was Leslie who told me that. So that's the only reason
I know that. So, yeah, so 5 gigs, 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And what
4K
kind of
video?
What's the data side of it? What do they tell us? What kind of analytics do we get as far as like, you know, we publish the, and by the way, is this just on your personal profile or can you also do it on your page?
So right now, under your personal profile, again, we've heard rumors that it'll be coming to your page, which is a no-brainer to me. I think with all the companies out there that are producing video, it's a no-brainer to put it on company pages as well. Who knows? It might be a premium feature or something like that. But I hear it is coming to company pages. Yay. But right now, just your personal profile, which is not to say you can't take the link from your personal profile that the, you know, so once you've done the video and published it, there's 3 dots on the top right hand side. You can take that link and then share that link on your company page and it populates almost like the original video, although it will point people back to your personal profile, which, you know, isn't
but
necessarily
it's a good
a bad
hack.
Thing.
It's a good hack, right?
It's a great hack.
To get the video up there. What do they tell you as far as analytics on the videos?
Yeah, so back to analytics. So it's gonna tell you how many views you've gotten, how many, you know, likes and shares and comments, of course. But it'll also tell you the companies that have looked at your video, the titles of the people who've looked at your video, and where they're from. So that's some really good information. It won't tell you exactly who they are other than, you know, the people who like, comment, and share. But it will give you that information. Now, one hack I'm going to share with you right now, because for a while you could go back in your stream and find old videos and click on them to get the analytics. I've noticed today, and it might be a thing today, but it's stopping at 1 month. One of the things that I do, again, with the 3 dots, is if I have a video that I want to continue to share and give life to, I will actually save that link in a folder on, I happen to use Chrome, but, you know, whatever browser you use, save the actual link or bookmark that actual link so you can find it again. Because right now, it's almost impossible to find old
videos. Oh, I see what you're saying. They just kind of disappear?
They just kind of disappear. Like, my hope is how LinkedIn, you know,
hopefully
LinkedIn's
that's just
got
a bug, right?
Pardon?
Hopefully it's just a bug.
I hope it's just a bug, but, you know, LinkedIn might be running out of space. There's, think about it. If people are doing, you right. know, five gig videos and saving them on LinkedIn servers, they might be like, yeah, no, we can't save all of this. Huh. So,
but other posts do not disappear after a month. It's just the videos. Is that correct?
All posts seem to be disappearing right now.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
That's
and again, this could be. It could be Vivica today. I mean, it might not be happening for anybody else, but that has been my experience literally today as I was looking for some of the older videos. So if you have a video that you want to save, your own or somebody else's, just grab the link and save it to your browser. Because if you've got the link, it repopulates. So I guess they're not actually deleting it.
They're
off
just the removing it from the easy ways to find it. Now, on the analytics, do they tell you not just the number of views, but the amount of time that people have watched the video?
No, wouldn't that be great? I mean, it doesn't have that. It doesn't have that level of analytics that YouTube has.
Got it.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, so far we've talked about kind of the why. We've talked about the what. Let's talk about some examples because I think this is where we can help people understand creatively what they might be able to do. Do you have any good examples?
Yeah. There's so many good examples and so many bad examples. but you know, I was talking earlier about how, you know, the new video features is getting the interest of people who've kind of lost touch or lost interest in LinkedIn, and it's revitalizing that interest again. So a perfect example is our own Sue Zimmerman, the Instagram expert. And so, you know, she every time we get together, she tries to talk me into Instagram, and I try to talk her into LinkedIn. And, you know, usually we do it while we're with each other, and then that's it. you know I'm with Sue because I'm on Instagram.
Right.
so I showed her video, and of course she's phenomenal on video. video and Instagram stories and that kind of thing. So I'm like, well, why don't you just try LinkedIn? Try LinkedIn for a week. I challenged her to try LinkedIn video for a week. Well, after 1 week, and this is long after video had been launched. Like when video was first launched, my videos were getting 30, 40, 50, 60,000 views. Now they're down to like 1,200, 2,000. It's still good. So this is just like a month ago. And so she did a video a week. Well, several of her videos went viral, got, you know, over 5,000 views. In fact, one of her videos where she's ranting a little bit about LinkedIn, actually, as only Sue can, it went past, I think the last time I talked to her, 68,000 views.
Wow.
Which led to a keynote speaking gig, several podcast interviews, you know, interviews on several blogs, and I think one or two new clients. So that was one video, and truly it was like a 2.5 minute rant about connecting on LinkedIn.
So let's pause for a second and kind of talk about why this is so interesting. I love the outcomes that happened to Sue. And if I can just wax poetic for a second here, LinkedIn has got people that love LinkedIn and use LinkedIn and are on LinkedIn all the time. And they're not necessarily the same people that are on Facebook or Instagram.
That's right.
Right. So I found just, you know, going over to LinkedIn and just having, you know, just posting questions, interacting with people. It's a totally different crowd over there. So because Sue over there is not known, what she did over there got her all these opportunities that likely would not have gotten her opportunities on Facebook, right?
That's right.
And this is what we have to think about is like, folks, there is a whole huge tribe over there. Isn't it about half a billion people that are on LinkedIn?
Yeah, exactly. Like I think it's 532 or something like that, million.
Yeah. So Sue doesn't have a lot of followers, right? So this must have just been shared by people. Am I right?
Exactly right. So, and what Sue told me was that video got more views than anything she's ever put on Instagram, where she's got hundreds of thousands of followers.
Right.
And, you know, on LinkedIn, I think she's got it's not too shabby. She's got like 12,000 followers on LinkedIn, but she's never on it, which is funny.
Right.
It was a different audience and it was a different type of engagement. And, oh yeah, by the way, she was able to bring people over from LinkedIn to Instagram. Right. Oh, so,
very fascinating.
It worked extremely well for her.
Now, I didn't ask this and I should have asked this. Is the video on LinkedIn vertical video or is it more like your typical 16:9 landscape kind of video?
Yeah, more. And thank you for bringing that up. It's more 16:9. And be warned right now. There are some glitches. I saw a friend of mine just posted and she was upside down. And then I saw another one where she was sideways. So just be careful. Yeah. When you're shooting on your phone. Now, if you do vertical as opposed to horizontal, you'll just get the kind of the gray areas on the side.
So it will work, but in the LinkedIn feed, it won't look very good, right? Is what you're really saying. It'll kind of shrink down to the maximum height of like a 16:9 instead of being tall like it is on Facebook. So that's worth noting. But I would imagine when you click in on it, does it take over the whole app on your mobile device? Or is it just or does it play that way when you're on the mobile device? It plays really super tiny.
No, it doesn't take over the whole app, but it does, you know, it holds its own.
Yeah, because you understand what I'm saying? It's probably constrained to that 16:9 format, right, is what I hear you saying. So it'll have the black bars there even when you play it, where like on Facebook, if you click in on it, it kind of takes over the whole screen and
exactly.
on vertical, but it doesn't sound like it does that on LinkedIn.
Yeah, no. That would be nice.
So do you have any other examples?
So, you know, here's an interesting example, which I love of, the Prime Minister Trudeau, Justin Trudeau. So and that was the one I was looking all over for and I didn't save the link and it's driving me nuts and I couldn't find the original video.
Canada, but for those who are listening from around the world and don't know where this person is, right?
Yeah. Canada is north of the U.S.
Right. But we have global listeners, so they may not know
exactly.
Where. Yeah, exactly.
Canada is the little tiny country north of the US of A. I absolutely adore Prime Minister Trudeau. He's young, he's hip, he's savvy, and he saw the value of LinkedIn video right away. And what was really cool was when he adopted LinkedIn Video, he used it as I would hope people would use it, politics or not. And he said, how can I help you? What can I do? What questions do you have that I can answer? And of course, because it was Canada, he did it in French and in English. And needless to say, it got over 1 million views. And I was one of the first people to see it. So like I was cool. The fourth or fifth comment. But now I can't find
it. So it was a very short little video, but he got tons of engagement is what you're saying?
An enormous amount of engagement. It was probably about 3 or 4 minutes long. And yeah, he was just, you know, introducing himself, talking about being the Prime Minister of Canada and asking, truly asking people both of, in Canada, but around the world, like what questions can I answer for you? Huh. And then, you know, and what's cool is he did it. This wasn't his social media person doing it because he had to stand in front of the video in order to shoot that video. Now his social media, you know, team probably uploaded it and managed and answered all the questions, but he did the video. And that's one of the things that I think is so powerful is the authenticity behind video. It's kind of why, you know, while I don't use Instagram or Snapchat a lot, it's hard to fake that. It's really hard to fake it. And so that's where I really like having the native video feature on LinkedIn. So that's a good example of how to use video.
Cool.
Testimonials, right? Getting a testimonial, especially if you do a lot of conferences, you're going to social media marketing world, you know, maybe you can find a client there and get a testimonial. Or similarly, you could do interviews, find one of the speakers, find me, and do a 5-minute interview with us. Because now you will tag us, or you will tag the client, or you know, whoever you're talking to in your video, you can tag them. And then of course their audience sees it and they'll, you know, be encouraged to promote it as well. And then it gets even more visibility and there's a better chance of it going viral. So interviews, testimonials. There's one Larry Kim just and I saved the link. Larry Kim just did a native video that was really produced, but it's beautiful. So you can see all levels from I'm holding, you know, the shaky cam in my hand and doing a shaky cam video of the audience at Inbound to these beautifully produced, captioned, you know, promotional type videos. It's really running the gamut since LinkedIn added video to the desktop.
Well, if you think about it, you have 10 minutes, right? So if you have 10 minutes to go ahead and record something, you can get a heck of a lot done in 10 minutes. I could see easily just picking up my phone, maybe putting it on a selfie stick for a little stability and just talking directly to the camera and saying, hey folks, ... And I would imagine that any kind of text update that you could think of could be done in video, right? So if you wanted to, for example, remind people that you have a product for sale that's ending, you could put a video up there and say, hey, we have a sale that ends. And just in case, if you guys have any questions, let me know, right? I mean, you could technically sell directly, couldn't you?
You absolutely could. Now, be aware, those are not going to do as well as something that's purely informational.
Right.
But you could get creative.
You could say, hey, I'm going to give you 3 tips, blah, 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 blah. And by the way, this video is brought to you by this company, Vangresso. We do this, blah, 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 exactly. Right?
Well, as an example, thank you for bringing that up. One of my colleagues, Kurt Shaver, did a beautiful video where we're doing this event in Lake Tahoe in February. It's a skiing event. And so, you know, he was basically promoting the event, but he was doing green screen. So he had on his ski gear and his ski hat and his poles, and he's pretending to ski, and he's got this moving landscape behind him with the green screen.
Oh, that's cool.
And so he's talking about this great event and come join us on the slopes and blah blah blah. And I just thought, oh my god, that's so funny. And I said, where's your helmet? But you know, because I just thought, what a great way to use a combination of green screen video, and he used Zoom, I believe, and promoting something. So something like that, even though it's promotional, it got an enormous amount, again, of views and likes and shares and comments because it was so different and so unusual.
Do you think it's possible that you could do some sort of a screen share where you record something on your computer and then just export that sucker and put it up there, maybe showing off like how to do a tip or technique or something like that. Cause I, you know, I'm thinking about Social Media Examiner. We're always writing about tips and techniques. I would imagine we could take and do a little quick video showing off some new feature that we discovered. And I would imagine we could upload that and that would do pretty well and potentially get shared, right?
I would think so, especially if you did it kind of like a series. And this is where I can't wait for this video to show up on company pages, because company pages are a little bit stale right now. I mean, we follow companies, but, you know, meh. Really, we have company pages so that we can promote posts and sponsor updates. But if you had video on company pages, and for right now, you could do it personally on your own page, and you had those tips, and it's like, you know, video tip Monday, LinkedIn tip Tuesday, Instagram tip Wednesday, and then every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you come out with a different tip on that different platform, it would start to drive traffic to your company page, which, you know, then you could use your company page to drive traffic somewhere else and however you wanted to do that. But I think that would drive, I think that would be extremely powerful. So the answer is yes, you can absolutely do that. In fact, this was the conversation we had with with Sue, was you do all these great Instagram tips on Instagram, just upload those on your phone to LinkedIn, you know.
So how often are you creating video every week?
I am traveling so much. So I'm a bad example. When I'm not traveling, and I know that's not an excuse, I try to do it at least once a week.
Got it.
But I've kind of dropped the ball a little bit, I will be honest.
When you were doing it more actively, what were you doing exactly?
A little bit of everything. So I had my first three or four videos were very produced with the green screen behind me. In fact, I was talking about LinkedIn video and what different tools to use, you know, to create better LinkedIn video. And then I had a couple at Inbound where I was doing interviews and introductions. And then I did a few from the stage. And then I did a bunch of corporate events. So I kind of dropped the ball, like I said, but a little bit of everything. I have several testimonial type videos where I'm giving a testimonial. In fact, one of mine led to a new client, so that was great. And then, you know, kind of book reviews. My friend Anthony Iannarino had his new book come out, so I did a book review, and that, again, that was a little bit more produced because I had his book in the background on a green screen, and then I was talking about it. So a little bit across the board. And, you know, you'd think the more produced videos would get the more views, likes, and shares, but not necessarily. Some of the wing
I'm
it
glad
at the last
you said
minute
that.
Stuff.
Yeah. I mean, look, yeah. Sue's was probably not super high produced, right?
No, exactly. She's just so comfortable on video. You know, that is probably the most important thing, is your comfort level in front of your camera as compared to, you know, or as opposed to the level of production that you have, the lighting and the green
screen.
Well,
I want to encourage everyone to go simple with this because if you think about it, most people that are on LinkedIn are not exclusively on LinkedIn, right? So they're on other platforms and likely used to going live, maybe on Facebook, maybe on Periscope, and for sure with, you know, Instagram stories or whatever. And the raw simplicity of just literally hitting the record button is there in the LinkedIn app. And I think that people should just start messing around with it, because that is, you don't have to go for 10 minutes. You could go for 30 seconds, right?
I mean, exactly.
And you could just try this out. I would just encourage everyone who's listening to download LinkedIn or upload their app. I mean, open up their app and literally just try it and say, "Hey guys, I'm trying this out. Do you see me?"
That's pretty much everybody's first video.
Try that, right? What have you got to lose?
I mean, it's like when Twitter started, "This is my first tweet. Is anyone there?" I mean, how many
exactly.
of those went out?
And, you know, I mean, eventually you'll get some response. And the good news about LinkedIn is they do give you the metrics in your posts, and they don't do that on Facebook personal profiles. So you will immediately begin to see all that stuff that you just have no clue about on Facebook. You know, they'll show you the views on Facebook, but they won't show you all the reach and stuff, which I think is so cool about LinkedIn.
Oh, I love it, because then you know if you're hitting the right audience. If you're hitting the wrong countries or the wrong titles or the wrong types of companies, you know, guess what? You need to change your content. But similar, like, I'm shocked at how many people who work at LinkedIn or who work at IBM or who work at Oracle watch my content. Like, I would never have thought, well, especially before joining Vangresso, that I had that kind of corporate enterprise reach. But guess what? I do. And so, yeah, that type of information is key to those of us who are producing content.
Okay, so I want to talk about any tips or techniques for the non-green screen kind of use, right? We're going to keep it simple here, but you've done it enough, I would imagine, without the green screen. What do you recommend? Any tech, anything? What should we be using?
Yeah, so your phone is fine. Good lighting. And like I've got, when I do more produced video, I've got a big diva light, those big round diva lights that make your eyes look so good and get rid of all your wrinkles. And I wish I could walk around with one. But there's actually little clip-on ones that you can get on Amazon that go on your phone. So you can use those. And those are almost as good as the big $300
ones. I saw people wandering around, I think, social media marketing world with those things. They're kind of cool. Yeah. They just clip on and they go right over the camera on the phone and boom, you just turn them on and they kind of fill in those, you know, shades in your face and stuff like that. And they make you look younger, right?
Exactly. And then speaking of conferences, and Sue made this one up. She calls it a hotel filter, but there is something about, you know, conference halls and hotels, et cetera, that there's like a UV filter that they put on the glass and it is phenomenal. Like if you face the light and then, you know, shoot your video back at yourself, it's like having a walking diva. I mean, you just, it's hard to take a bad picture.
Oh yeah. We should explain that. So like a lot of these, like in San Diego, we're at the San Diego Convention Center and there's these huge windows, right? And the sun's coming in. So you want to actually look out the window because in the light that's coming through the window, it's natural light, first of all.
It is.
And it does make you look better. It's funny. It does. Some of the best pictures I've ever taken, you know, I've been in those kind of situations.
Exactly. And what a great, you know, and then you're at a conference. So what a great place to start interviewing each other.
That's a good point.
Yeah, good lighting. Good lighting is key, even for just, and you can see yourself on your phone when you're doing a selfie. So just keep turning around until you have the best light. If you've got shaky hand, even if you don't think you have shaky hand, but if you get nervous shooting video, then if you can, you know, place your phone somewhere static or potentially a selfie stick, provided that doesn't make the shaking even worse. I bought one of those Smooths, but I haven't been able to figure out how to work it because there's actually technology involved, but it's
I'll give you a couple of cool little tips too, because I do a heck of a lot of video.
Do you have one too?
I mean, I don't have that self-balancing thing that you're talking about, but with the selfie stick, sometimes putting it up against your like hip, against your chest, because as you breathe in and out, it moves. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But eventually when you're holding the selfie stick, you're far more cognizant of trying to be stable than when you're just holding your hand out, because it's almost impossible. Your hand's going to get tired after just a minute, you know, and you're going to start bobbing up and down. In addition, you can get these cool little, you can get tripods for next to nothing.
Yeah.
And they compact down really small and they make little iPhone or smartphone adapters that go under the top of the tripod and they're just like a spring loaded thing and you just stick your phone in there.
Yeah.
And then you can rotate it and you can stand right in front of it. And then as far as audio, I love the Rode Smart Lab. I don't know. Do you have that one or do you use something?
I don't have that one. I was going to mention audio, but Rode Smart Lab?
Yeah. RODE Smart Lab. One word.
Oh, Smart Lab.
Yes.
Smart Lab.
It's about 60, 70 bucks. And it's got about a 5-foot cord on it.
Nice.
And you just attach it to your clothes somewhere within about a foot of your mouth. And it really helps get rid of a lot of the ambient noise because when you're in public, there's always going to be a lot of noise. Your audio quality goes up enormously. And I found that people are far more willing to have badly lit audio than they are video than they are audio. Yep. Like audio makes all the difference in the world, I found.
It does. It does. And you know, the other thing that Sue and I were experimenting with, although significantly more than $70, are the new little AirPods, because you can put one in each ear.
Yeah, they do look a little weird though on camera, right? When you're wearing those things, people sometimes think you're wearing a hearing aid or something like that.
I guess as a guy, yeah, it could look like a hearing aid or something.
Yeah, I guess you have the advantage. Yeah, exactly.
As a girl, you're like, yeah, this is my, yeah.
And the audio is, I've tried that. The audio is okay with that, but mm-hmm. I would strongly recommend a lav. Yeah. And what's cool is you can put it out of frame. So like,
yes,
you know, you can just try it and try it without it and just listen to it and see. But with the selfie stick, it's a perfect length, you know, and then you can move the selfie stick around. Another thing that I found having been doing a lot of video for our documentary, The Journey, is that movement is much better than non-movement. Yes. So that's where the selfie stick comes in handy. If you can slightly move yourself, a little bit, just a little bit of motion makes that talking head look so much better. Or even in an ideal situation, if you can get someone to film you and walk with you, I mean, that stuff, it's a big deal. I don't know why, but people like that. And maybe even try going outside, I've found. Any other tips that you've discovered?
You know, yes. And this isn't so much for video as it is for finding the posts again. But LinkedIn hashtags are a thing again. So
really?
Obviously you want to, So obviously you want to mention people that are in the video. That kind of goes without saying. But hashtags are a thing again. And so one thing that you can do, not just on video, but any post that you share that you want to find again that you might not ever find again, and you don't want to save every single post you ever wrote, is create a really unique hashtag, something that no one else is going to use. You can, of course, add more common hashtags because that will actually help to get it found, get your video found. But do a really unique hashtag. I mean, it could be hashtag your name, like whatever it is. Will in LinkedIn's feed pull up all of those old videos and old posts so that you can find it again easily if you need to.
Wow. Well, Vivica, this has been a really good dialogue, and I think a lot of people are hopefully inspired to say, all right, you know what? What have I got to lose? I'm going to go try this on LinkedIn. Speaking of more great stuff, where do people discover more about you and all the stuff that you've got going? Where would you want to send them?
Yeah. So my new company, this is what I love about social media. Five competitors and I founded our new company, which is called Vengresso, which means sales and revenue in Latin. But, we came together and said, instead of like always fighting each other, let's come together and create like this Uber social selling company. So we did. So it's called Vengresso. So you can find us at vengresso.com, VENGRESO.com. And I'm simply Vivica@vengresso.com. And then, of course, if you just Google LinkedIn expert, I take up pretty much the whole first page. So
that is that's a really good problem to have, isn't it?
It is.
Vivica Von Rosen, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all your awesome insight about LinkedIn native video. We'll see you in San Diego at Social Media Marketing World.
Can't wait. See you there.
Well, I hope you are inspired to go ahead and try doing some native video on LinkedIn. And who knows, there might be live video by the time you hear this. By the way, if there's anything we mentioned and you missed it, like the equipment, well, check out the show notes at socialmediaexaminer.com/281. That'll get you to all the links and everything you need to know. Also, don't miss this podcast by hitting that subscribe button. We got some crazy good stuff coming. Last thing is Social Media Marketing World 2018. Get your ticket if you're coming. Awesome. If you're not, why not? Seriously, check it out. SocialMediaWorld18.com. By the way, this brings us to the end of another episode of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. How's that for fast talking? I'm your host, Michael Stelzner. I'll be back with you in the driver's seat next week. I hope you make the absolute best out of your day. And may social media continue to change your world.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.